The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Curry and Playbook back. You can podcast any of our shows we're doing this morning here on Facebook. And of
thanks
course,
for bringing me back. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Welcome. Just lots of after following.
As a radio TV guy, I will be on Fox 6 this morning in about 30 minutes. I tend to want to watch commercials. I'm not saying that I don't DVR and fast forward through them, but I do catch a lot of things. And normally if you watch the same channels, and I watch a lot of Smithsonian, History Channel, Discovery Channel, it's good TV, and you learn something from it. Still watch TBS and CBS and Fox 6 and stuff like that. But you'll see the same commercials over and over and over again. And people would say, why am I keep seeing this State Farm commercial? Chris Dorsey's State Farm team is one of our great sponsors, so I'll use them
as examples.
They are great commercials. What's this big, tall, ugly dude that's doing all the commercials now? He's hilarious.
The basketball player?
Yeah, NBA guy. Yeah. His name comes in. Yeah, kids are dressed. Anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I see several commercials. And depending on what time, and I watch TV at different times of the day.
Strange.
So I probably see some things that a lot of people don't see.
Well, unless you're up at 3:46 in the morning.
Yeah. So have you seen the Amazon commercial with the girl with the mustache?
I know. Maybe it's only on the screen.
I can't believe you haven't seen it. You're not a big TV watcher, though, are you?
No, I am. Well, no, we watch, like, commercial-free.
So, girl's sitting in her bedroom. It's a girl.
Full mustache?
Freddie Mercury mustache. She's got a little hair on her lip. And she's got the mirror up and she's looking at it and she got a big gap in her teeth. She's got frizzy black hair and blue eyes. Pretty girl. And she's like, and she's got this can of wax out and she's pulling it out and she's like, what am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And then she sees a bobblehead of Freddie Mercury. Then she sees Eddie Murphy in Coming to America, who's got the small pencil thin mustache. And then there's another character or celebrity has got the, and all of a sudden the music changes and bing, and she's on her phone ordering something from Amazon, and she's ordering this yellow, almost looks like a Michael Jackson type of jacket with the big buckles on it and these white pump shoes. And she is
coming out.
This is who I am and this is who I'm going to be. And I did it because of Amazon, and Amazon's outfitting my new character. And she's in school and she's got these headphones on and she's dancing and people are like, wow, it's amazing.
Mustache.
You are who you are. That's wonderful.
With her mustache.
With her mustache.
Well,
then at the end of the commercial, they pan in right on her mustache and she smiles and you see the big gap in her teeth. And I'm like,
okay.
The first time I saw it, I was like, whoa. I was like,
yeah, that's a statement.
It was kind of like the first time I saw the new, I forget what the pharmaceutical company is or what the medicine is. There's a new AIDS medication.
Yeah, and you saw two men kissing.
Yes.
Right.
Which is not something that makes me particularly comfortable for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. I have gay friends.
That's fine.
One of my best friends is gay. I'm totally cool. I see him kissing his mate, and I got no problems with it. But to see a commercial that's centered around, and they're sitting on by the waiting for the train. The one guy's looking at him. He's looking at his ass and kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, well, that's not me. That's not what I do, and I don't look at another man's.
No, you look at women's asses. So how is it different?
While I'm waiting for the train,
right,
or the max bus, as it were. So it's kind of like, and I even find myself kind of looking away from the TV because I, quite frankly, it's
too much.
It is a little bit. But anyway, this commercial, for some reason, and it's running all over the place, and I cannot believe you haven't seen this commercial. What are people saying?
Women combat facial hair half their life, yeah.
Yeah, Andy Morgan, thanks very much.
Yeah, I used to be my mom used to.
Oh, I remember my grandma used to have the hair that was down to here.
No, I remember my mom used to wax her. I mean, she had blonde hair, but she would wax her.
She waxed her lip.
Yeah.
I went out with this woman. She was beautiful. It was when I first got to town. And we were sitting at a Southside. And we had gone out. We had a good time. And we commenced our relationship. And I took her to breakfast because I'm a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting and the sun was coming in.
Oh, you saw
it. It was the pancake place down there on Southside. I don't know if it's still there or not. And I could see mm-hmm. all the facial hair, and I was like,
"Yep."
And it kind of turned me off a little bit.
I've dated.
It was kind of like, "Wow," because I didn't recognize it. And I was like,
"You wow. women have
facial." And I said, "You have facial," and then of course she wigged out. I was like, "No."
Did she say, "Oh, too"? Did you?
Well, you couldn't really see it. It was like peach fuzz.
Yeah, I know, because there's light.
So, that was the last time I saw
her. That was stupid.
She's like, "What'd you just say?" And I'm like, "Your mustache looks brilliant this morning while you're eating your sausage and pancakes. Wow. I didn't know I made it with Freddie Mercury last night. I didn't know you were going to be in an Amazon commercial in 30 years.
You have more of a beard than I do."
She did. She had more hair in her legs than I did. But she was beautiful. I know that I'm not, you're an Amazon guy.
Oh my God.
I'm not ordering Amazon all the time, and I'm
I had three
not,
things delivered yesterday by two different carriers.
Chlorine. By the way, chlorine has gone up three times the price, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because, and I learned this yesterday from the Montgomery Area Food Bank. There was a chlorine building, a company. There's only three chlorine companies in the country.
Really?
You should do a baby formula company and a chlorine company. There's only like two or three of these, and one burned down, and then they had to rebuild it. They're like,
"We don't get our chlorine from China?"
No, so chlorine was like $100 for a box. And
yeah,
like
no, $4. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that'd be good to get facial hair off.
You can.
Chlorine?
Yeah, burn it right off.
So am I weird that it makes me feel now every time I see it I can't watch it. I'm like,
eh. Well, it's I haven't seen the commercial, but the way you describe it, it's a lot, right? There's a lot going on there.
You should pull your phone off right now and look at it and then tell me what you think. Pull up Amazon facial hair commercial.
Well, you know I have a direct link to Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon, just go to YouTube, pull up Amazon facial hair commercial and watch it. And I want to watch your face while you're watching it. You're live on Facebook. I'm Tony Curry, right?
This is bad. This is dead airspace.
No, that's good. Facial You've done this on hair. Television many times.
Hey, I saw it on a, this happened last night, on a large news network. They had some connection problems, and the guest was, I can't hear you. And then there was all that uncomfortable smiling.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at this mustaches.
Yeah. Get that.
Olivia, wait, it's Olivia Wilde. Hang on.
I don't know who it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you pull up the commercial though. It's the commercial. You know. I can hear the music in my head, so you could play the music here. Yeah. That's it. Watch it.
Oh, this is great. Okay, this isn't. Love this. She's embracing her.
Oh, this is. So okay, that was a good facial expression there. You were like, "Whoa!"
Well, because I mean,
I know, right? Show that picture right there, the camera right there. Yeah.
That's a great. That's a great commercial. Hang on, but I think this is a famous actress.
I don't even know who that's. Who is that going after? Is that going after 14-year-old facial hair girls?
Yeah,
that's what I order Amazon. Like I always see a commercial. Like I know Buick. I know we talked about Buicks. I know that when Al Cooper sells a Buick today at Coosa Valley Auto Sale, it'll be a woman who buys it, because if you watch Buick commercials, it's all women. And if there's a man in the commercial, he's sitting shotgun or he's changing the tire and he's seeing his wife and her three friends drive off in a Buick, and they got kayaks on the top of the car, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wonder, who are they marketing to here? Because as a 57-year-old man, I'm like, they ain't marketing to me, but yet they're running their commercial on the show. Like, I saw that on a Nazi, I was watching some Nazi documentary the other day. Yeah, there's some new third.
Yeah, but
right
this is, let me tell you, so first of all, this is Olivia Wilde, the actress. She's a very famous actress.
Okay.
So part of this is, you didn't recognize it because you don't know her.
That's Olivia Wilde?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's the one that went out with
Sterile Harry Styles. And it's playing off the Harry Styles piece. Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay, well,
So think about it. You just said it. You said it 2 seconds ago. The woman you went out with had facial hair. right? And yeah. And a lot of women have facial hair.
Yeah.
And the whole, remember the whole space in the tooth, the space between Madonna and
Lauren Hutton.
Did she get it fixed?
Madonna.
Right. You know, so we find
Michael
that.
Michael Strahan.
We find that.
Michael Strahan actually got his teeth put together and then they found out. But,
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, we are so.
Okay, the fact that it's Olivia Wilde changes it for me because I just thought it was some
actress. But Amazon's saying.
What are they saying? What are they telling me, Josh? What are they telling me?
One, you can get a fabulous yellow coat delivered the next day.
Yeah, I'm thinking if you want to be, if you want to hide and you want people to look at you, that it, but she's taking ownership of who she is.
Yes. You also said she had a mustache, and I was thinking like a full porn stash.
Well, I mean.
She's got a little facial. It's a little, I mean, it's not terrible.
No, it looks like a 16-year-old mustache.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. She could have taken it off or not. We have a movement going on right now that is making a lot of people very uncomfortable. It's body positivity. Yeah. And as psychologists, we are 1,000% behind this because the amount of people who have eating disorders, who take their own life, who feel lonely and isolated and bullied because of the way they look. Historically, we have never had a cultural movement that said, I mean, this is so ridiculous. I saw an interview last night with the governor of Kentucky talking about, like, can't we just be nice to each other?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, this is the whole idea behind body positivity. Okay, so you got a mustache.
Did you see the Jenna Bush story?
No, what happened?
Dude, you need to do some.
What?
So Jenna Bush came out last night. And I guess she's still on The View.
Well, I love that, Andy.
What's that?
Why are women expected to fix facial hair and men are not?
Because that's just the way it's always been.
Oh, that was
good. No, I mean, it's just the way, it's a cultural thing. That's the way we understand it. Men don't like hairy legs, and that's just the way it is. And you can grow all the hair you want. You can do whatever you want. I mean.
No, but she says it's expected.
Yeah.
Well, imagine.
I don't think it's really expected anymore, but I can tell you this right now. And we've done stories on this.
I know.
We did a story on a woman who went and got a massage, did the whole waxing thing because she was going to go have a date with a new man, and she wanted to make a great impression on him. We read the story here. I think we may have had him on as a guest. And she courted him. He courted her. It went great. They started dating. It was wonderful. And then about 6 months into it, they're getting together, and she hadn't shaved her legs in 2 weeks. And he's like, whoa, what's going on? And she's like, I don't want to shave my legs anymore. It's like, well, then I'm not going to go out with you anymore because I don't like it. I don't like my women to have hairy legs. I don't like women to have more hair on their legs than I've got. So I'm asking the question, okay, well, if this is who she is and this is who she wants to represent and she feels comfortable this way, then why the hell did she clean up in the first place? Why did she shave it all down to make a good first impression, to court you in, and all of a sudden she's comfortable and is like, that's not who I really am, so I'm just going to let my hair grow out. Well, okay, then I'm not going to date you, and I'm fine. Jenna Bush came out yesterday, said she has a very difficult time being in swimsuits. To this day, she's in her 30s, right? Because in 7th grade, she went to a pool party, she was dating a boy, and he broke up with her because he didn't like the way she looked in her swimsuit. And she's still traumatized by it. I get it. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that. Those are the kind of things.
Those are the kind of apps.
I can remember something my dad said to me that really affected me. And I know it didn't mean to hurt my feelings. But, man, and I still think about it. And it still makes me do something, which I'm not going to share. But it still makes me do something every single day. To this day, because of what he said to me when I was 12.
Right.
And I'm like,
it is
wow.
The most impressive.
So I get it. Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying PTSD. Right.
So where's your point? Where's your point?
My point is you were talking about body shaming, and it's amazing because
we have
to be careful. But, I mean, you're talking about a 7th grader, a 14-year-old. Yeah, it's different when you're 14 because kids say nasty things to each other.
Yeah, but kids say nasty. See, we do
it's
that.
It's just amazing what you remember, what you hang on
we
to.
We do. Kids say nasty things to each other, and those nasty things absolutely shape, for a lot of kids, their trajectory in life.
Yeah.
It's just part of about being a kid. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Go talk to any psychologist and talk to them about their clients.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Brené Brown talked about this, every one of us can probably remember the first time we were shamed in some way. And it doesn't have to be ruthless shaming, but we remember the teacher, the parent, the son who said, you are, you know, you're not smart. You're not an artist. You're fat.
How were you thinking? Yeah.
Yeah, it, absolutely. It is hardwired to stick with us. So
by,
like,
by the way, yeah. By the way, Andy, look, you can't even hear the, I shave every morning. I do that, because I don't want to look like a bum and I want to look good for you. And I knew we were going to be on television.
I know.
If I wasn't on Fox 6 today, would I have shaved? By the way, I just, my son bought me an electric razor. It's the first time that I've ever had an electric razor. God, they're great.
You should shave your legs.
You know what? I don't need to shave my legs. I don't have any hair on my legs.
No, you don't.
Look, when I was in gym class, very insecure because...
You didn't have hair.
Yeah, so when we had to sit up against the wall and we do roll call, I would hold my legs up and put my arms around my
just
legs.
Just think how things would come around.
I still think about it. And I couldn't climb the rope. But and every time I did sit-ups, I farted.
But just think about how things would come around. Now with manscaping, now
yeah, you're
out
of
the game.
I do have less hair than most women do on their legs, probably. You know what? It's not so much that women have hairy legs. It's the stubble, I think. When you run up against a woman's legs and you feel the stubble, it's much like a guy.
Yeah, a woman will say.
You're not going down there with your shaved face first. You ain't doing that. No, I'm not getting razor burn down there, bro. What do they call them? Whisker kisses? My daughter hates whisker kisses. She's like, you ain't getting near me unless you shave that. I'm like, okay. So I just shaved the one side. I only go with the right side, not the left side.
I think we need to stop the show now.
It's when you start getting hairs in parts of your body where you shouldn't have to shave. That's the main part. Like the ear hair is like, what? Okay. All right. Happy Stumble Great Day. Thanks for watching this morning on Facebook Live. Again, you can podcast any of these things.
I have to collect myself before we do TV.
I know. You know what? That
should we talk to Dad and them about
the Mulvaney thing would have been really good for
Facebook. I think you should just drop it right in the middle.
Oh, Mike. Really
you'll make Mike so
uncomfortable. You think Mike shaves his legs? He works out. He doesn't have any hair on his chest, does he?
I don't know.
Have you seen him without a shirt? He looks pretty clean.
He looks pretty clean. You may manscape a little bit. Or maybe he's like you, just not hairy.
Maybe Janice Rogers show up to work without shaving.
Her legs?
Anything.
Well, she's from here. News is from here up, or here down. That's or here true. Up, yeah.
That's true.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, have yourself a wonderful day. Thanks for watching. We'll be on Fox 6 in about 10 or 15 minutes. Should be stellar.
Oh, God.
Tune in. It's going to be fun. Go take a break.
I need a moment.
I love you, man.
Oh, you'd say.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.